It kind of sounds like maybe I'm doing. I don't know. But if it, what I was going to say was, if this is real, I really would like for you to show me. Okay, and I got out. If this is about that far, and I began to sing in the spirit, which is what we're going to talk about this morning. I began to just sing in the spirit, and that went on for probably 20 or 30 minutes. And I went, well, okay, and I never looked back. I never doubted it since then, and my life has been interesting in a lot of ways. Praise God. So what I was saying about the Baptist church there, when that stuff began to happen, and we began to what Scott was talking about over the, that's where I met him, was over in that particular fellowship. And this was new to a lot of people. And you could tell the people who were really, as we say, into it. And what I mean by it, they had faith, because they didn't care if somebody saw them raising their hands or singing or whatever. It didn't bother them a bit. And then you could see the other people that were intimidated by the other people in the room, it was very awkward to them. And so it was so easy to tell the difference between the believer and the unbeliever. You know, and I don't mean they weren't saved. I just mean the people that believed in the power of the praise and were absolutely sold out to God, because they weren't trying to demonstrate anything for people. They didn't care about the people. They were focusing their attention on God and were receiving the power of his presence. True praise is a profession of faith. It's an outward expression of an inward good. The Greeks have a word for it. It's called eusebia. We've talked about it before. Normally translated godliness. It is a heart response to God in gratitude. It's an expression of faith at a high level. That's what praise is. Because you are believing that there's a realm and a kingdom that's not seen, that you are speaking to, that you are, quote, fellowshipping with, that you are actually entering into. And if you don't understand that, this stuff is just real weird. And unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people that are kind of faking it. Yeah. And I don't mean that in any kind of ugly fashion. I mean, they just know this is what we do at church, so this is what we're going to do. But they still haven't come to see what's really going on. Yeah, yeah, and again, CCC. Well, there is truth to that. On the other hand, you don't want to quench the spirit either. You know, you can be the only one, or you can be the one of the bunch, and God knows the difference. Thinking through all these things, question came to mind: why praise? God doesn't do anything through accident. Everything is purposefully ordered. And when he chooses or does something, there is a reason for it. And it's going to be a good reason, because God is, what? Love, right? Love, agape, purposeful goodwill. Why praise? And I know there are some people, especially people who don't know him, don't understand, that somehow seem to think that, like, God's just got this incredibly large ego and he wants everything, including creation, just to praise him, because after all, he's God, right? And thinking about that, having encountered that over the years, who knows how many times, with people and their attitude, especially when they asked God for something and they didn't think they got it, and now they're mad. And so, you know, well, why would I praise him? You know, and you're just going, you don't get it. So why praise? Not why praise, why do we praise? But yeah, that's true too. But why praise? Why did God pick this idea of singing and lifting your hands and even dancing and adulation? Sometimes the opposite takes place. Sometimes it's a very intense, solemn, deep thing within you that pours out to him. It is that Yusabiah, it is that heart response to God. Why would he do that? As I meditated on it, simply, again, he is purposeful goodwill. He knows what heartfelt praise will do for you. He knows what heartfelt praise will do for you. It's a connection. Again, whether it's, you know, joyous exuberance or whether it's that solemn depth of appreciation for his greatness, it's still that connection. And as I thought about the word connection, you know, it's like being plugged in, right? I mentioned in the testifying a few minutes ago about the, you know, like the holes in your hand in the gas station nozzle, you know. That's a connection. It's being plugged in. When you begin to praise sincerely, because of faith, when you begin to praise God, there's a connection that's made with the God of all things. As we've said, he is existence itself. The power, Hebrews 11:1 again, Jesus upholds all things by the word, rhema, the word, of his power. People talk about his power. He's upholding everything. 119th Psalm, again, forever, O Lord, your word settled in the heavens. You've established the earth that remains. They continue this day according to your ordinances for all of your servants. All of creation does what he says because of the power he has. All of that power emanates out from him. Get it? When you connect to that, in fact, in the old covenant, think about Uzziah when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant and it rocked on the cart and he reached out and touched it. What happened? Boom.